Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our Urgent Care Clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
oh, come
but
on.
You just did.
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean. How do you accidentally say Crazy Nancy to Nancy Pelosi's face?
It wasn't an accident. He was quoting the president.
Right.
Trying to set the scene for...
He was just talking too fast? I mean, because it certainly didn't come off that way.
I don't know. I don't know. He was just trying to make the point that how do you negotiate with the president calling you Crazy Nancy? That reminds me, remember when that internet lady got so mad at me? I became the target of online hate at one point. Because I was making a point about how the internet is both a great asset and so ugly. I mean, people are Googling or searching on your name nude. And she took great offense to me saying that. I said, you totally misunderstood. Well, never mind. Crazy Nancy. But besides, she's not crazy. She's evil. She's perfectly rational.
So Trump tweeted about that. Jim, you didn't make a mistake. That's Jim Cramer on his show on CNBC? Whatever.
I think that's right.
I never watch CNBC. That's the financial part of
rarely
NBC. Anyway, I saw some social media, you know, he needs to be fired, canceling stuff on Twitter yesterday because he wouldn't have talked that way to a man, and it's because she's a woman, and CNBC has a history of being anti-woman, and blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I know, blah, blah. Anyway, Trump tweeted out, Jim, you didn't make a mistake, it's true, and that's why you said it, no pandering! Exclamation point.
Yes. Come on.
Jim Cramer went on to apologize. He has great respect for the office and the woman. So there you go.
All right. Am I supposed to care about this for 5 minutes?
I don't know. Him calling her crazy, I thought was kind of funny. And then her laughing about it.
People tweeting. She was trying to decide whether to laugh or be mad. She was calculating how she ought to react. If you see the video.
Miller Lite has launched the first ever beer cantenna for football season.
A beer cantenna? Why, that sounds like a combination of the words can and antenna.
You got it right there, Joe. That's
can't get one past me.
So you can drink a beer and listen to the football game? Is that the way it works?
I think it's something you can pick up the broadcast channels if you're a cord cutter and you can't get the football games yet. I think it's like a tinfoil, like rabbit ears antenna sort of thing.
But made of beer cans?
Yeah, yeah.
Just going through my news stories quickly to get them off my plate here. The cantenna is done. What?
From the very brief description I read of it, I think it was pitched as a beer I can drink, and then when I'm done with it, instead of throwing the can away, I can turn that into my cantenna.
Okay. Somebody's going to get electrocuted. That's what's going to happen there.
Certainly hope so.
Orcas are acting crazy off of Spain.
Oh, yeah, I read about this. They're fighting back.
Yeah, apparently they've had enough of us. Boaters say hard-hitting whales have spun their vessels up to 180 degrees and caused extensive damage. Orcas were ramming the keel of some 48-foot boat. I've never seen anything like this. So the whales are mad, and other news.
Who can blame them?
And the Columbia Marching Band has disbanded itself. When you stop an organization that is a band, is it disbanding? I guess you are.
It clearly is.
We've disbanded. Yes. I'm quitting, so I guess we've disbanded.
Yeah. The Beatles disbanded in 1969.
I mean, this has been a problem across the country with the number of universities where apparently the culture at the marching band was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Okay, it's college.
Mostly in a way that's fine.
Yeah, it's college. Drinking and sex and that sort of stuff and just that culture, and maybe you think it's awful. I don't know, but the whole idea of doing away with the band like they did at the university near me, they just did away with it.
Yeah.
Legendary band, party band, whatever, and they just did away with it as opposed to, hey, knock it off.
A couple of nasty incidents and then innocent tomfoolery being portrayed as nasty and unacceptable by the idiot administration that's simultaneously indoctrinating kids into Marxism. There's politically incorrect stuff that happens. If I'd fully known that, I'd have joined the band.
Yeah, I didn't know marching band was that crazy in college. I ought to practice more. And taking a hit on the bills, this graph from USA Today, U.S. adults who say they've been unable to pay a bill because of COVID, and broke it down by race, but 20% of white people have not been able to pay a bill because of COVID, 40% of Hispanic people, and almost half of black people.
Mm.
Always you have to, because I've done this myself, you see, money is fungible. If you, bought this or that or did this or that, and then you can't pay the bill at the end of the month, is it because of, what is it because of?
Right, right. It's the whole...
If you hadn't gone out to eat those two times, if you hadn't ordered a pizza, whatever you did.
Right, right. It's the whole proximal or whatever cause thing. Well, the one reason I would be much more forgiving than my attitude about these things usually... is spelled out quite beautifully by another email we got from Kevin. Just wanted to inform you that today, September 16th, marks 6 months of lockdowns where I live.
6 months.
March 16th at San Francisco, along with surrounding counties in the San Francisco Bay Area, took the bold step to issue a shelter-in-place order to counter the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic.
I'd almost forgotten that term, shelter in place.
The first in the country, which set up a chain reaction of lockdowns across the state and the entire U.S. Recall that in the following weeks, California set up 15 emergency hospitals, and the U.S. Navy sent a medical ship to the harbor, all to deal with the overflowing waves of hospitalizations and deaths which never came. None of the emergency hospitals were needed. The U.S. Navy ship Mercy left L.A. Harbor after treating just 77 patients. In nearby Sacramento, California, they took over the old basketball arena, turned it into an emergency hospital. I think it had two patients, and they only put those patients there so nobody could say they had zero patients.
Right.
Now, making mistakes early on, I think we all are pretty understanding of that, because nobody's quite sure what we were dealing with. But getting back to Kevin's email, we spent 15, then 30 days to slow the spread. Then we stayed at home to flatten the curve. Months went by as we watched the virus ebb and flow, and our government barely changed their tune. The common response to a request to end the lockdown was, wait 2 weeks. In July, a surge did occur, mostly in Southern California, in counties which never began reopening to a substantial degree. The surge subsided in August, but as evidenced by hospitalization subsiding in a similar fashion in Arizona, Texas, and Florida, lockdowns weren't the cause and therefore haven't worked. Yet what are we doing today? Our schools are closed. Our businesses are boarded up. Millions remain unemployed. The impacts to public health from suicide, strokes, heart attacks, cancers, and overdue checkups are only beginning to be felt. Now in September, again 6 months, San Francisco isn't letting up, but it is instead locking down harder. A new revised shelter-in-place order mandates a 14-day quarantine after close contact with a COVID-positive person, even after a negative test.
Oh, wow.
And the city's gone as far as to urge all residents to quarantine for 2 weeks if they so much as leave the Bay Area. Will this madness ever stop? It's been 6 months. The lockdown hasn't worked.
If you leave the Bay Area and come back, you're supposed to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
That is completely unrealistic.
Yeah, please. 2 months ago, the story was we needed to crush the virus like Europe, but European countries now are hitting records for new cases. We can't all hide in our basements until the vaccine arrives, if it ever does. It's past time we learn to live and cope in a world where the virus is present. Anyway, 0-2, writes fabulous regular correspondent Kevin.
Yeah, well, we've talked about this a lot. There's plenty of evidence that would show you... Well, there's not evidence that shows you that the lockdowns and opening ups have much to do with anything.
Right. Well, and as Dr. Scott Atlas pointed out, even if they had, what you have to figure out is, were the costs of the shutdown, health costs, financial costs, all the costs we were just talking about, were they worth it? Did they buy you something worth that enormous cost? The fact that San Francisco is cracking down even more is just astonishing to me. And like you made when we were talking to Michael Savage earlier, the point you made, you can't believe people are just going along with this.
How long will people go along with it?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a hell of an experiment.
I mean, as an individual store owner, I realize it's really difficult because you get fined, and I guess political will build up over time. At what point is it going to be, okay, that's it? I thought that point was a month ago or 2 months ago or 3 months ago. We're 6 months in. At some point, we got to say, okay, that's long enough.
Yep.
At the year mark, do we say, okay, everything's open now, which is just wear a mask, wash your hands.
Right.
But everything's open now.
You don't want to go to the store? Don't. You don't want to be a teacher anymore because the COVID is part of a reality? Don't. But we're living our lives. I feel like we're getting close to that. Although, you know, as we've pointed out many times, the Founding Fathers, they designed the system so you couldn't get what you want because people want a king. People want to be governed. Or they want to be subjects. They don't want to be citizens. And I'm not talking to you folks. Sorry to sound like Elvis. How many of you have seen Blue Hawaii? The mass people are sheeple. They'll put up with anything. They'll do what they're told.
Okay. Well, that's fine for other individuals, but it's hurting everybody. The schools, the businesses, the economy. Everything.
Right, right. Well, fight it, you know?
Fight it!
Fight it best you can.
All right. Frustrating.
It is frustrating.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't want to talk about any of these things.
Yeah. Oh, man. Speaking of, I got to do this tomorrow. I was about to do a great story about a city we went off the air on.
Okay.
At the top of the hour, so maybe we'll do that for tomorrow. Oh, clothing company with an incredibly political and obscene new label they're putting on their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. Will the madness never end? Well, it won't end until after the next segment, anyway.
Armstrong and Getty. When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House will be ready to award $1,000 a day for life. Enter now at PCH.com, and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win $1,000 a day for life. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynovite onto the food, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynovite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynovite at DINOVITE.com.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go!
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In September, we're talking to all your favorite archetypes. Everyone from law enforcement to stage performers. And in October, we're celebrating Halloween all month long by looking at different literary monsters every episode.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's the end of one of rap's royal couples. Cardi B and her husband Offset are getting divorced. The WAP rapper filed papers in Atlanta saying the marriage is, quote, irretrievably broken and there are no prospects for a reconciliation. She's asking for custody of their two-year-old daughter, Culture. Cardi and Offset were married just shy of 3 years.
Hmm. What's her husband's name?
Culture Matters.
Offset is his stage name. He is one of the rapper's Migos. I know, Jack, you're a big Migos fan.
So she's taking her WAP somewhere else. Okay.
Indeed.
I see. Take your talents to Miami. Mr. Set, Ms. B.
Ian Bremmer tweeted this out. I thought this was pretty good. Most meetings should be Zooms. Most Zooms should be phone calls. Most phone calls should be texts. That's pretty good.
The only thing, I disagree with that last part. I've been led to this by my 20-year-old, who's about to turn 21, God help us. quit texting, pick up the phone. Call me.
Yeah, it's easy to get into a text conversation that very quickly it would have been better for everybody if it was a phone call.
Yeah. If it's more than certainly two texts each, it's ridiculous.
Along with the lack of nuance and subtlety that comes with texting.
Right.
It's difficult.
Right.
Ian Bremmer also tweeted this out. This is a Pew study, and I find this troubling, and I wish I knew. Well, I'll read it first. Percentage of the population that have a favorable view of the U.S., and it's low pretty much everywhere. Belgium, 24. Germany, 26. Only 26% of Germans have a favorable view of the United States.
Wow.
31% in France. 33% Sweden. Australia, 33. Denmark, 33.
Australia, they're our buds.
Canada, 35. Spain, 40. UK, 41. Japan, 41. Italy, 45.
There you go, Italy. Land of my birth.
South Korea is the only one that's a pretty high number at 59. I'd actually like to look it up. Is there a number for China? What's the favorable view of China?
What does the government want me to say is the answer.
Well, not what China thinks of us. What all these countries think of China. What's the approval rating in all these countries for China?
Yeah.
Is if it's anywhere close to the same as the United States, then y'all are nuts.
Yeah.
Because we're the only thing to keep you from getting run over by China very soon.
Yeah. You know what bothers me about all those countries you named? Too many foreigners.
A lot of foreigners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can't understand anything they say. Food is weird. They use kilometers.
I'm hurt by Australia, especially. Come on. We're as close as allies can be. We're standing with you against China. Well, it's because all media worldwide is of a particular bent, including they think they're enlightened by tearing down the U.S. of A.
And it's probably pretty Trump-heavy.
Yeah.
I was wondering how much of this is a reflection on our country as a whole and how much are they just answering, do we like the guy in charge right now?
Well, how stupid of it is to have your opinion of the United States' role in the world just based on Donald Trump? It's pretty short-sighted.
Yes, but I would also say it's probably pretty common at the moment.
Oh, no, I think it's probably very common.
Jack, if you were to impose a toll on the wrasse, it's a fish, it would be a wrasse toll. And the word we're about to discuss rhymes with wrasse toll. Patagonia, the clothing company, has added to the back of the tags on these shorts they're selling, vote the blank holes out. They spell it out completely. They've added it to the tag of their... You'll love this. they've added it to the tags of their men's and women's Road to Regenerative Organic Stand-Up Shorts.
I don't know what those words meant.
Stand-up shorts. I ask if there's anybody in from out of town? Any special gatherings going on?
So I woke up today, my zipper was stuck.
I haven't seen a crowd like this since name local suburb.
you got your gear company Patagonia concealed that political statement against climate change deniers. Vote the bass holes out, reads the message. They were added to our 2020 Men's and Women's Road to Regenerative Organic Stand-Up Shorts because we've been standing up to climate deniers for almost as long as we've been making these shorts, said Tessa Byers, a spokesperson for the Ventura, California-based clothing and gear maker.
Good for them.
It refers to politicians from any party who deny or disregard the climate crisis and ignore science. How about fetal development? How do you feel about that science?
Ooh, that's always
like
a good
that
one.
Science?
That's always a good one when you're going to start talking about science.
Yeah. Not because they aren't aware of it, because their pockets are lined with money from oil and gas interests.
Yeah.
Okay. And, all those green companies that everybody got rich on during the administration, including many of the White House's cronies. Okay. Yeah, right.
I looked up the approval ratings for China across the world. I can hit you with those because that's pretty interesting. We're very soon. We're already there. But the world is about to wake up to the idea that there are two poles, and you can either be leaning toward or in support of the U.S. poll or the China poll. But you don't get a choice. I mean, it's one or the other because it's a dead-on battle for freedom in the world. I mean, that's where we are.
The poles don't get a poll?
You're going to be – I probably should have used a different word.
Well, I get it. That's a good poli-sci word. Yeah. Oh, hey, speaking of poli-sci, I happen to study that at a Big Ten university, which has changed its mind about having football this fall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Armstrong and Getty.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House will be ready to award $1,000 a day for life. Enter now at PCH.com, and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win $1,000 a day for life. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us. For a better us.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The songs of eons past tell of battles between Mandalore the Great and an order of sorcerers called Jedi.
You expect me to search the galaxy and deliver this creature to a race of enemy sorcerers?
This is the way.
Ah, the Mandalorian is coming back.
You know, there's a lot of gals who talk like that in the movies, but I almost never run into one in real life. Play the beginning of that again.
The songs of eons past tell of battles between Mandalore the Great and an order...
Yeah. The Doctor is running slightly late this afternoon, but he will see you within a half hour.
Yeah, if you watch The Mandalorian or Thor or anything like that, yes. All the women talk that way all the time. It is interesting. So I hit you just a little bit ago about...
We have no rutabagas out, but I can check the stock in the back of the store. Sorry, what? The Mandalorian, yes, Judy and I binged it.
The special this weekend is the fish.
People are saying it's very good.
I mentioned there's a Pew...
Where's the John?
This is the way.
That's funny.
That's what I was going for.
So a Pew poll out our approval rating in other countries, and most countries don't think much of us. And we're wondering how much of that is just Trump-related, which is a stupid way to look at whether or not you think we're a good country.
Well, and bad stuff makes the news. They had a lovely day in Australia today. It's not news. It's wildfires and abusive aborigines or whatever. I'm sure they only hear about bad stuff that happens here.
All of Europe, Australia, all these different countries that have a less than, you know, their approval of the United States is in like the 20s, 30s, or 40s, which is really crazy because we're the only thing that keeps the world order going at all.
It's a kick in the koalas.
And I was just wondering, what's the approval rating for China, which is hell-bent on taking over the world and making us all live, lives of no freedom.
Right.
They'll decide what you do for a living. They'll decide how many babies you have. They'll decide where you live. All of that will be decided by China. And they are, according to our own FBI director, and it's absolutely true, they're hell-bent on taking over the world and make everybody live like they live.
Like slaves.
Come on, China!
So this is a little bit old. I'm thinking that these numbers would be lower now because the coronavirus brought a lot of China's malfeasance to people's attention. But as of December, the approval rating for China was, not much different than the United States in most countries.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Like it's in the 30s and 40s.
Oh, that's horrific.
It is horrific. Now, I got to believe those numbers have moved a lot, particularly because the way it's plummeted in the United States since the coronavirus. It got a lot of attention all the way around in all kinds of different ways. As recently as 2017, it was 50-50, the approval rating for China in the United States. 50% approve, 50% don't approve of China. And it has plummeted since then.
That's
thank
good.
God,
yeah.
Because that's reality. It is now 26% favorability rating for China in the United States. That is really something.
How could it possibly be that high? People like Chinese food and they've heard it's pretty there or something? I don't know.
I like Jackie Chan movies? I don't know. But some of these
everything
numbers,
I own is made there. That might have something to do with it.
Yeah, and it's all crappy, except for my iPhone. I was happy to see these numbers. Americans see U.S. as a global leader and have major doubts about China. What percentage say it's better for the world if the United States is the world's leading power? 91% of Americans say it's better for the world if we're the world's leading power.
Wow.
I'm very happy to see that.
Yeah, that's great. Boy, that runs counter to a lot of the media narratives. Hell yeah.
Percentage who think it's great that the United States is the world's leading military power. 83% of Americans believe that. That's great.
Yeah, I wish it were higher, but...
Economic power, 59%. Have no confidence in President Xi, 71%. Have an unfavorable view of China. As I said, it's 66%, only 20-some percent of a favorable view. And think that China's power and influence is a major threat. 62% of Americans think that now, and that will be growing. And as we've pointed out, both presidential candidates are trying to out-hawk each other on China right now. The downside, well, that's reality. They're dealing with reality. The downside of this is that means the two countries are probably screaming toward war, and there's nothing you can do about it. When the whole country thinks that, China's evil, and both parties think, oh, yeah, I hate China more than you do. No, you don't. I hate China more. I mean, when that's where you are, it's...
Well, and China has a 100 or 1,000 year plan to subjugate the world. Yeah. So, yeah, it's, we will bump heads on some levels. Sure.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So Saturday, there I was on the elliptical, trying to in vain to lose some of the poundage I've gained.
God, good for you. I gotta do that. Between my kids getting a little bit older and getting into video games and the smoke in the air, I just realized yesterday that I've gotten like zero exercise in the last I don't know how many weeks. Yeah. I don't know if I've gone this many weeks in my life without exercise.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up. Elliptical, I need to do that.
Ugh.
You do it every day?
7 days a week right now.
Yeah, I need to.
Yeah, I have to. If my weight gets too high, my blood pressure gets too high. So anyway, there I am and flipping around the channels and there's college football on. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's college football now. And that's right. They're playing. I happen to go to a Big Ten school and I remembered, oh, that's right. My scaredy baby conference isn't playing football.
Scaredy baby conference.
Now, there is some concern about the young people getting the COVID and having that heart inflammation thing. Although, as I watched the game, I thought, boy, the conferences, because a couple of the big conferences, including the Big Ten, which inexplicably has 12 teams in it, and what was the other big one? Was it the SEC?
Or? Yeah, oh yeah.
The SEC said they're not playing.
Yeah, 13 of the last 14 college football champions are not playing.
Right, right. Wow, that's amazing. So as I was watching, I was thinking, boy, those conferences that aren't playing have to feel like idiots right now. Because the games are going on, and, you know, these conferences have seen fit to play. They've got to be losing confidence in their decision.
The NFL's playing.
And sure enough, the Big Ten just announced, Big Ten football is back. All teams to participate.
Whoa.
Thank you to the players, coaches, parents, and all school representatives. Have a fantastic season.
What?
Oh, that's the president tweeting that. Sorry. Back in August on the 11th, the schools voted 11-3 to postpone the season. Are there 14 now? How's it the Big Ten?
Your math is getting more muddled here in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I know it.
They voted 11-3. 11-3 in the Big Ten to have football.
Well, I knew there were 10 schools. There must be 14 now. But on August 11th, they said 11-3, got to postpone. Tuesday, they voted again unanimous to bring it back.
Wow.
That's our brave leader. It's based on science.
Science.
We're going to go with the science, the data, and the doctors.
What changed their minds?
Nobody's saying.
Other people are playing. Why aren't we playing? And
now
there's gazillions of dollars at stake, right?
The AP is saying it came about in part because of the availability of daily rapid response COVID-19 tests, which weren't available at the time of the first vote.
God, how much money is at stake? In so many different ways, because a home game in these big college towns.
Well, there's going to be no crowd.
That's right, no crowd.
Yeah, there's
so
TV
that won't make
money.
Any difference.
Yeah,
but there's still the TV advertising is huge.
And when there are crowds again, if you lose your luster as the football program, it makes it harder to recruit. The rest of it could be catastrophic loss of revenue to your giant, bloated, unnecessarily expensive Marxist teaching university.
Still be a hell of a lot of ordered out pizzas and six packs at the store and just stuff like
no
that.
Oh, no doubt, yeah. Yeah. You know, I loved football Saturdays going to school. Just loved them. And none of my kids really supported their teams at the school. They didn't have that gung-ho, go fighting Wildcats or whatever. they didn't care. It was weird to me. I was bummed.
Fighting Wildcats.
That was a nice kind of tribal thing. Go fighting Wildcats. Beat the fighting Bears. You know?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, well.
So I feel like that should happen with opening up businesses. Kind of a similar, like, immediate change of heart. Yeah, let's all be open again. Okay. And just, like, immediately.
Yes. Hear, hear. Daily rapid testing. Listen, that's fine and it's good because, as I tweeted over the weekend, it is borderline hilarious that they're telling the baseball players don't high five. Meanwhile, on the football field, they're face to face, engaged in hand to hand combat.
Hell yeah, you're checking the guy's oil.
For them, that's got to be rare.
Is that why you got cut from the football team?
That's got to be at least 15 yards, maybe 20. But how hilarious. The baseball players can't high five. Meanwhile, you got two behemoths, literally, face mask to face mask. It's for the whole game.
Are those the noises you make?
Oh, those are just some of the noises.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we got to finish strong. Next segment. Take a deep breath. Get in the three-point stance.
We'll be ready to go.
Armstrong and Getty.
For some, news is about their opinions. We believe the news should give you the facts without bias, so you can form your own. We believe in news, not talk. Facts, not opinions. News Nation is on every night, 8, 7 Central on WGN America, to give you the information you need. Everyone calls it the news, but we'll actually deliver on it. 7 nights a week in primetime. Find your local channel by going to WGNAmerica.com. News Nation. It's your news, your nation.
Meet Lisa, a former attorney. Well, she's still technically an attorney, but she's spending more of her time on administrative tasks like HR, client intake, and marketing. Things that do need to be done, but not what she became a lawyer to do. If you share Lisa's challenges, you need Lexicon. Lexicon has over a decade of experience in helping attorneys grow and manage their law firms with our software and services. And we can help you put your focus back where it belongs, practicing law and earning money. Visit lexiconservices.com/start.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try New Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at relaxiamood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House will be ready to award $1,000 a day for life. Enter now at PCH.com, and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win $1,000 a day for life. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
If you like this sort of thing, Joy Reid is having Michael Cohen on her cable show today. So,
I don't think I would like that sort of thing. Not even a little bit. I think it would be like a mosquito in my ear. So the lady you're about to hear, like my sister, is a kindergarten teacher.
The number four. Oh, I see Brynn is holding up two and two. That will also make four. I see four and zero. That is four. What kind of pictures do we see over on our number four? Can you raise your hand? What's a picture that you see over here in our number four? Grayson, go ahead and turn your microphone on for me. What kind of picture do we see?
Mic issues because kindergartner.
Right.
Can you get your microphone on so we can hear you?
Probably not. I'm five.
Yeah, what's a picture that you see, Grayson?
For some reason, it wasn't working.
Oh, but do you have it working now? It sounds like I can hear you.
Yeah.
So what's a picture that you see?
I see a class of kids.
Oh, my goodness.
And finally, we get a very, very simple bit of information conveyed. Hooray, hooray. All the other kids have lost interest. She's lost them. God bless her for trying.
She is doing everything she can. Like, I have so much respect for this teacher trying to make the best of it, but I don't see how kindergartners are expected to do anything meaningful.
The only meaningful, I've had two kindergartners, the only meaningful thing that happens in kindergarten is you hang out with a whole bunch of other kids and learn how the whole interaction of human beings thing works.
Yeah.
And that has all been eliminated, which is just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Oh, I would be, Hanson's in that situation. Just your kid is so excited about kindergarten, and all the stuff they're excited about, they can't get through Zoom.
Well, they can't be in class because there's zero risk to them.
That's just terrible.
Yeah.
And you don't ever get that back again. There's not another chance to be a five-year-old and do kindergarten.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's stuff, there's obviously stuff that sucks about the Zoom classes for, well, more for my fifth grader or any older age, but that's a completely different thing. It's the education is harder and all that, and there's still the friend stuff, but oh my God, those kindergarten years where you're all in a class together and singing the song and just that stuff, oh.
Well, and there are reasons that it happens at that age, too. It's because you're pliable enough to really, really learn quickly, especially the social interaction stuff. And the plasticity of a child's mind is just astonishing, how quickly they can learn, the amount of information they can take in and memorize, even accidentally. And, yeah, you're missing that. So it's not as simple as, you know, if I don't mow the lawn today, I'll mow it tomorrow. It'll be slightly longer. It's not like that.
No,
kids.
No, not at all. And, yeah, it's just awful. Awful, awful, awful.
Yeah, yeah.
And you better have, you should have, we don't have, you should have a really, really damn good reason why those kids can't be in class. And you don't. Well, you do. I agree with the Wall Street Journal's editorial board. The teachers' unions have forced this to happen.
Yep.
To their benefit. Not because it's what's good for the kids.
No.
Or because
please,
it's the healthiest
opposite.
The healthiest thing to do in the overall picture of health, mental, and everything else. No, that's not it.
Nope.
Oh, it's so upsetting.
Yep. Love teachers. Can't stand the teachers' unions. Anyway, oh, speaking of idiotic decisions made at schools, two high school football players in Ohio, one the son of a cop, the other the son of a firefighter, carried first responder flags onto the field before their game September 11th to honor the fallen heroes who died in the attacks 19 years ago, then were suspended because they were unauthorized flags. They brought a thin blue line and thin red line flag with them, leading another teammate who carried an American flag. Their request for permission to carry the flags had been denied by district officials, but they did it anyway. So they found themselves suspended from the team. Then, virtually every man, woman, and child and pet in America reacted with horror and anger, and we'll reinstate them. Sorry.
Jackasses.
Yeah, I know it.
Not the kids. Good for them for ignoring the denial.
Yeah, yeah.
Honoring first responders on a 9/11 anniversary. Nah, we're gonna go ahead and do that.
According to the Marshall Project, those who fly the thin blue line flag have said it stands for solidarity and professional pride within a dangerous, difficult profession and a solemn tribute to fallen police officers, correct? But it's also been flown by white supremacists, appearing next to Confederate flags at the Unite the Right, blah, blah, blah.
That's like eliminating black boots because Nazis wore them.
Right, right.
Hello, Nancy Pelosi here with my 7 to 9 frightened grandchildren. I had to buy them all fidget spinners and a big bag of Werther's butterscotch candies. Now, final thoughts.
Crazy Nancy there. Did you hear a guy pooing on her driveway? It's a protest.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
It's free speech.
These are odd times.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. He presses the buttons in the control room. Michael, what's your final thought?
Yeah, I recently dropped Netflix because they didn't have WKRP in Cincinnati. But I'm going to resubscribe and watch The Social Dilemma. Then I'll tweet about it.
Excellent. Positive Sean, a final thought for us.
Yeah, it got me excited with the Mandalorian Season 2 trailer, but it's still like 6 weeks away. It's not coming out until the end of October.
Yeah, too
soon with the trailer. Too soon.
If you're going to tease me for something, it better be on like tonight, maybe tomorrow night. But that's it.
Jack, a final thought you'd like to share with the folks?
Well, I got a new thing to worry about is we're getting texts from people who've had their homeowners insurance canceled or tripled or quadrupled because of fire scare around Western United States, making it impossible to afford to live in your home. Oof.
Yeah, my final thought is related in that the air quality is finally improving after weeks where I live, and I have not breathed for now 17 consecutive days. I have a liquid oxygen tube running into the femoral artery in my leg.
Wow, cool.
That's right. Really,
I think it's the record.
Oh, yeah. I had a rogue doctor. I went to Tijuana and had a rogue doctor design the system. It's worked beautifully.
But now the terrible smoke is cruising across the United States.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw a satellite thing. They're like choking on California smoke in Cleveland.
That's amazing. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people who think so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. A lot of good stuff there. A brand new Armstrong and Getty Extra Large podcast featuring our conversation with Michael Savage. It is entitled Sheeple, Mooks, and Scammers.
Mook?
Mook. Mook. All our podcasts are there. All sorts of good stuff.
He called Bernie Sanders a mook. Can you say that on the air? I don't know what that means.
I wish you'd stop saying it, just in case. That's a good old New York insult, you mook.
A stupid or incompetent person, as the definition.
Okay, I guess you can say it. I'm going to start throwing it around today.
You should.
Hey, you mooks, get out of my way.
There you go.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say what that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good. And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
What deal can we have, Crazy Nancy? I'm sorry, that was the president.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.